Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. Futures are indicating a slightly higher open, with S&P futures up 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad gains in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are higher in early trade. Bonds are steady to firmer, with the US 10-year yield flat and UK yields lower. The dollar is mostly unchanged, oil is up, gold is down, industrial metals are mixed, and the major cryptocurrencies are slightly higher. The focus overnight has remained on Fed Chair Powell's testimony yesterday, although he did not provide clear guidance on a March rate liftoff. There have been some dovish takeaways from the Q&A related to comments on the balance sheet runoff. There has also been press coverage on the recent rise in real yields, which has sharpened debate on the outlook for risk assets, especially corners of the market that benefited from large gains in 2021. In other news, the World Bank cut global growth forecasts for 2022, citing a dissipation of pent-up demand as well as waning policy support. It also warned of downside risk for emerging markets, high debt levels, rising inequality, and the threat of new COVID variants. Meanwhile, China's state cabinet continued its pro-growth rhetoric with a pledge to implement further measures to stabilize trade and supply chains. On the data front, China inflation showed faster than expected moderation. Eurozone industrial production is still due for release. Global attention will be on US inflation later today, where consensus looks for CPI to rise 7% year-on-year in December and 0.4% month-on-month. Also due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications and crude inventories. In corporate news, Reuters reported that the FTC has postponed the vote on Lockheed Martin's purchase of Aerojet by as much as 2 weeks to better evaluate the proposed merger. The New York Post reported that Dish Network and DirecTV are in fresh merger talks, with insiders optimistic a deal between the companies would not face the same antitrust concerns as in the past. Reuters reported that ExxonMobil has launched the sale of a 27,000-acre gas property in the Appalachian Basin as part of the company's ongoing sale of U.S. assets. And in after-hours trading yesterday, Biogen shares were down more than 7% after Medicare said it plans to cover Alzheimer's treatments, including Biogen's, but will require patients to be enrolled in a clinical trial. Asian equities finished higher across the region overnight. Hong Kong led the region higher following the bounce in the Nasdaq overnight. Shanghai and Shenzhen also saw strong gains. Tech led Japan higher with the Nikkei up almost 2%. Australia closed higher on a surge in energy stocks and the approval for Afterpay's takeover by Block. And South Korea had its best session in 6 weeks on Fed Chair Powell's comments, a strengthening won, and a drop in the South Korea benchmark bond yield. In regional news, China inflation was lower than expected, mainly on lower raw materials and food prices. Easing inflation boosted calls for further monetary easing in the first quarter. Japan current account surplus was higher than expected amid export strength. Reuters Tankan showed a dip in corporate sentiment with higher raw materials costs the main theme. And South Korea's unemployment rate fell. European equity markets are higher 2 hours into the session. In European news, Spain has announced that it will raise its minimum wage both this year and next, with the minimum wage hike the largest in over 40 years. UK press is being dominated by increasing pressure on Prime Minister Johnson's leadership amid reports of more COVID breaches. And the press continues to discuss headwinds in Europe from the spike in energy prices, which may undermine the recovery from COVID. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.